Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Around 2001, Evans Orchard of Scott County and Jackson's Orchard in Warren were approved for ag development loans to install pasteurization and processing equipment to make apple cider. With it, they can process and add value to apples that were perfectly nutritious but which didn't look perfect.
Before that, we were having to throw away, or, you know, if we couldn't find anybody who wanted seconds or thirds or whatever, we were just pitching these apples away because we didn't have a cider mill or anything where we could do anything with them.
So Evans and Jackson serve as processing centers for other state orchards.
They don't have to have that major investment to get all the cider operation up and running because it's something we use for 3 months, 4 months out of the year. And the rest of the time it just sits there.
The loans were structured to make it easy and cost-effective for fellow orchards to process and market cider from their crops, too.
Right now we're supplying about 6-7 orchards in our area, and Bill Jackson from Bowling Green is doing the same for down in his area. We'll make cider for orchards all the way up to Covington, to Louisville, to Mount Sterling, to Somerset. That's kind of the area that they can get here feasibly. They'll bring in apples. I'll buy the apples from them. Then we'll kind of put them all together and get it blended the way we want, and then bottle it up and then sell it back to them.
More on this cider co-op system in a minute. We'll be right back.
From trees that need planting to decks that need building, you've got a lot to do. And for every digging project, you need to contact Kentucky 811 first. Well, now you can just go online to 811now.com. 811now is an online system that lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. That means less time on the phone and more time for planning your project. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
Just a week or so ago, Scott County's Kevin Evans fired up the cider processing equipment, getting it all ready for this fall 2015 cider run. At the beginning, he experimented and, in his view, has developed just the right recipe for the perfect cider, about 50-50 sweet to tart, with just a smidge more to the tart side.
You know, one grower, he may have a whole lot of Jonathan, but he doesn't have a lot of stuff to go with it. And then the next guy come in, he may have a lot of Golden Delicious or Honeycrisp or something else. And, you know, individually, we don't have enough variety in volume to make a really decent cider. So by us, everybody pulling their apples together, you know, it turns out to be to me, it's a real nice flavored cider.
We talked actually before he'd started processing this fall's crop, and he was fired up.
Oh, yeah, we can't wait.
Most roadside orchards should have cider for this Labor Day weekend. Enjoy. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.